Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. When are we getting a new record from Lorde? Feels like forever.
I was thinking about her the other day when we were talking about the current hot pop stars. Her second album wasn't what her first album was.
No, not at all.
So
how long has it been since that was out, though? Doesn't it feel like a really long time?
Yeah, I can
like when she reminds, in a way, like Billie Eilish reminds me of like her first album. It just felt really different and really cool, and had like a really cool viewpoint.
I think that what they have most in common is their age. Lorde was so young when her first album broke.
Mm-hmm. It's hard, you know. That second album is always the hardest one because you've been playing that first album.
Melodrama was 2017. Oh, that's the second album.
I don't even remember a song off of that.
Green Light.
Oh yeah, that is it. Well. There you go. We're starting our day off with Lorde.
And that's good.
It is good. No, it was a good song. That I remember listening to that record now and thinking it reminded me of Kate Bush, actually.
I was playing Lady Gaga's first record for my kid the other day.
What'd she think?
What's the real dance song? The really...
Is it Just Dance?
Change it. Yeah, Just Dance.
Yeah, Just Dance. That's a good song.
This. I'm singing it. She's like, Dad, don't sing.
Man, I'm getting the same thing. My daughter goes, no, Daddy, no. And I'm like, oh.
Oh, man. My kids would just walk up and grab John's guitar by the neck so that the strings couldn't vibrate it anymore.
Dad, don't sing. You can't sing this. This is a girl song.
Yeah. Well, I'm still getting that at my house.
I know.
Mom, don't. Jesus, you're killing me. I gotta go.
When I go to Sarah's house and I hop on the piano, I go, is Sean home?
I know.
Oh, never mind. I'm not gonna try.
We can't even do it. He's just in his room with like his fingers in his ears going, make it stop. Make it stop.
By the way,
he goes, I have a couple drinks. He goes, oh, great. Are you gonna start singing bad 70s songs? I'm like, I might. John, play me some Bad Co.
Her first album came out in 2013, Lorde's.
Wow.
So that was six years ago. Now she
is. A long time between that one and the second one.
Now she's 22. That means she was 16 then.
Just a little girl. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see here. A couple things I want to remind you about. First of all, the Winchester Mystery House.
Oh. We're partying next week.
We are. It's on Halloween Day. And this is not a live secret show. This is just a live broadcast, which means you don't need a ticket. You just need to get there. Just come to the Winchester Mystery House. Come in costume because we'll have prizes. What is it, Ben?
I was in the grocery store just yesterday at the Whole Foods.
Yes.
And this lady, I want to say Maria? Oh, God, I'm so sorry. I don't remember. She looked at me funny at first, and I was like, well, I'm funny looking, so it's fine. And I put
I'm either Vinny or I'm funny looking. One
whatever.
<of those.
laughs> But then the missus called my watch. Well, she called, and my watch rings, so I answered it, and I was like, I'm in the store. I'll call you back. And as soon as I hit hang up, she goes, Vinny! And I was like, oh, hey. I knew it was you.
She must recognize your ASMR voice.
Maybe.
I was just about to say that. Oh,
anyway, maybe, she said hi. She said she's run into Yuzette at the San Carlos Wine and Art Festival.
Oh.
And I was like, oh.
How did that go?
She seemed fine with it.
Oh, good.
So it must have been earlier in the day.
I see.
And then...
I mean, wine's right in the title. I mean.
Right. And so then I just said, and she goes, so I only have Sarah left to meet.
Well, come
and
meet
I
me
said,
at the Winchester Mystery House.
We're at Winchester in a week.
Yep.
Come and hang with us.
Come on down.
We'll see you there.
Yeah. So we'll be there from 6 to 9 in the morning, broadcasting live. The Organic Coup is bringing in some food. So make sure you get there early because you know that's going to go fast. Psycho Donuts is going to come by as well. Come and start your Halloween morning at San Jose's spookiest spot. Very exciting. About 30 years ago, Kiefer Sutherland, he did a very bad thing.
Is this when he attacked the tree?
No, that was later. 30 years ago, he was still, I don't know, just a kid in his 20s, I guess. How old is Kiefer Sutherland?
Got to be 50-something.
Yeah. He's in his 20s and young and hot.
He is 52.
Thing. Oh, that's how old I am. Am I going to be 53 or 50? No, I'll be 53.
Are you asking us, right?
I'm just asking. I mean, you lose track.
You're going to be 54.
No. Well, I will be someday, but I mean, hopefully, right?
No, you're going to be 54 this
month. No, I'll be 53 because I was born in 66 and it's 19. So I'll be 53 next month.
53, that's correct.
You say so.
So I'm the same age as Kiefer Sutherland. Maybe his birthday's on my day. Maybe we're going to turn 53 the same day.
He was born in 66, so yeah.
Oh, so his birthday must be coming up too. When's his birthday?
December 21st.
Oh, it sucks to have a birthday that close to Christmas. Mm-hmm. My girlfriend Marianne has a birthday right between Christmas and New Year's. Like, she is the lost soul. Like, I always try and do something for her.
I don't think it does suck. If you're a grown-up, you don't even care to celebrate him anymore, so.
I don't know. You want to be
shine
remembered.
It on and,
people are just so busy with the holidays. You want to at least get a happy birthday.
Not if
you're
a grown-up and you're human.
Yeah, that's true. He's real close to Thanksgiving, but doesn't matter. He's throwing a party. Is he throwing another party, or was that party we just had to go to the one? You weren't here. You were
sorry,
in Vietnam. Never mind.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you're the one who's all things human. You tell us what you're doing.
I'm hoping that I'm off the hook for parties for human for the rest of the year.
Oh.
All right.
Sometimes they're epic, though. Who knows?
Anyway, about 30 years ago, Kiefer Sutherland did a very bad thing, according to him. He feels... Oh, go ahead.
Ask some audio if you want.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Can you just roll it?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, hold on. So this is for The Lost Boys. He's about to film The Lost Boys, directed by Joel Schumacher. So the director wants him to have long hair. He is so sorry because he wanted the hair to be long, but he also wanted it to look cool. So he got both.
I honestly don't think I've seen this movie.
Oh, The Lost Boys? It's shot in Santa Cruz.
I know.
You should see it.
I honestly don't think
I've
seen it.
It's not for your kids. It's very, you know, it's vampires. It's good. What was my first vampire movie back
in the day? Do we have a year for that?
87.
87. So it was like high school. Yeah, I never saw that.
You should, maybe for Halloween, you guys should watch it. You and your wife, obviously not your kids.
Teen heartthrob stuff that I wouldn't have had any interest in.
It's funny.
At the time.
Plus, it's shot in Santa Cruz. It's fun just to watch it for that.
Sure. Okay.
I bet you'd like it. All those guys were so cool. I mean, look at the hair. That was back when mullets were cool, because they were, weren't they?
No.
Anyway, Kiefer's hair was long all over. He got it cut, and he's very sorry for having invented the mullet. All right, so that's just fun and light, and now I got to get to this. Uh-oh. So Harvey Weinstein, basically the father of the hashtag MeToo movement, he's not in jail. Although, really, he should hold himself under house. I mean, he should be just using DoorDash for everything and never leaving his house. Because everywhere he goes, people just are like, oh, my God, it's Harvey Weinstein. I hate that guy. So he lives in New York, I guess. Downtime Bar in Manhattan is where he went. The Downtime on Wednesday night has something called the Actors Hour, which is a thing where creative types get up and do their thing, whatever it is. Whether they're going to act a scene from a play or they're going to do a stand-up comedy routine, or they're going to sing you a song, whatever it is. It's just an open mic, it sounds like. So it's called the Actors Hour. And the bad times for Harvey Weinstein started when Kelly Bachman, she's a comedian, she took the stage. So...
I don't know why she's not just saying it.
I don't either. She just said she's supposed to call out the elephant in the room. Well, anyway, everyone clearly knows that he's there. So then this actress by the name of Zoe Stuckless, she absolutely lost it on him. And here's a little of that. So that was a fun night for Harvey.
Well.
That lady, by the way, she was removed from, her name's Zoe, she got taken out of the club. She said she couldn't take it anymore, especially after a male comedian complimented Harvey during his set. Oh. And then went over to his table to talk to him afterward. She said, at that point, I can feel shame and anger. And at that point, I can feel shame and anger. And she talks like that normally. bubbling in my stomach. I was still waiting and hoping someone else would say something, that the organizers would say something, one of the performers, and nobody did. So she took it upon herself to just go stand at his table and scream at him.
Well, wait, so she's saying the comedian didn't say enough for her liking.
Yeah, that comedian was early on in the night, and then some other comic got up there and actually said, apparently, I didn't hear that part, but apparently had some kind of compliment for Harvey Weinstein, maybe his way of being funny.
Or trying to get a job.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Well, there's not going to be any more jobs coming from Harvey Weinstein.
No, there aren't.
His company has been ripped from him, right, and he's jailbound.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, that was his night. That was his Wednesday night in Manhattan. Oof. Seems like a fun time, doesn't it? Woo!
It's like a train wreck. You can't look away. You don't want to be there, but you're like, I know. Can't not watch this.
I just don't know why that comedian, there she is. No, we're not going to talk about the elephant in the room. Hi, Harvey.
Yeah.
Hi, Harvey Weinstein. Hello.
Right. Don't come at me. I've got my mace and my,
you know, I just don't understand. Like,
right. Just say it. I think we all know who I'm talking about. If we do, then just say his name.
Weird.
Yeah. Anyway, that Zoe Stuckless chick, you know, maybe she'll get some work from that. That was a pretty solid, you know,
performance.
Good performance there.
Or people are going to be like, she's a little unhinged.
Yeah. One of those. I'll squeeze this one in. Boba Fett. You know, everyone loves Star Wars.
I saw a commercial for this Boba Fett thing.
This is not about the show. Is this The Mandalorian?
The Mandalorian. Yeah. I saw it yesterday.
So that's going to be on Disney Plus. That's a new series.
Yes.
This is about a Boba Fett action figure. It's 4 inches tall. It's just a little Star Wars action
figure.
That's
too small. Even I think that's too small.
No, I totally, completely agree. I mean, make it at least a 5-inch figure. So, I mean, come on. And make him fat. Anyway, this 4-inch tall Boba Fett action figure has a rocket that actually fires, and it's up for bids online. They're talking about like $250,000, because the reason it's so expensive is it was a prototype, because it had the rocket firing mechanism, and they decided ultimately that that was a choking hazard, or, you know, what have you. So there's only something like, the employees, by the way, were allowed to keep the prototype, and so that's why they're still floating around out there. I want to say I saw that there was only like 40 of them. 30 Boba Fetts that have this rocket firing mechanism, and 30 in existence, and employees were allowed to keep the prototypes, and they get sold here and there. One of them sold for $86,000 in 2017, another one for $113,000 last year. And they're estimating right now, I guess the bidding ends in 2 weeks. The price is already over $125,000. They're thinking it's going to be around $250,000 for a 4-inch Boba Fett action figure.
Did you see the rocket thing?
Is it cool, or is does it just squirt a little thing?
Oh, it's...
Well, the thing on the right, I mean, can I get an actual size on that?
Well, if it's standing next to the 4-inch doll, it's not even 4 inches.
Right. But you think it's...
Many vibrators. I mean, that looks like a pocket rocket.
Sure. Yep. I don't see the shooter. Is it on his arm? It might be even tinier than that, Vinny, if it's supposedly shooting off his arm. Although maybe he has to hoist it onto his shoulder to shoot it. Anyway, some nerd with money is about to buy that thing. What'd you drop?
It's coffee mug.
Every day.
At least
eats it every day.
What's coming up in the news, Vin?
I'll give you the latest on PG&E. We've got some sports updates for the weekend and more after these.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Watch this show. It's on live when we're on live, and then it loops throughout the day. And then on the weekends, Vaughn generally puts together like a best of. Alex, you got that covered for this weekend? You're going to throw up some, all right, double thumbs up from Alex. Boy, Alex is going to know all the jobs in this place. Yeah. Before you know it, go to radioalice.com/watch. That is a direct link to the Looking Glass. I don't know if it's still doing what it was doing the other day. But the other day ago, it wasn't up at the top of the screen. You had to scroll down to see the actual video window. So Don't worry, it's not you. Just scroll down. You're getting it.
What's up, everyone? This House Report is brought to you by The Organic Coup.
Oh.
Do you want to know how you can make a difference every day for our planet?
Yes.
You got it. Eat organic.
All right.
Eat at The Organic Coup. I was going to say, Alex's best thing is, you know, jumping into The Secret Show and admitting crazy crap.
Mm-hmm.
So
that was one of his best things.
Even though he's, you know, learning some other jobs, it seems we've got more to mine from that kid.
He's a deep mind.
I listened to the full show. Yes.
Oh, you heard,
did
you finally heard it?
Show, yeah,
it
was, oh, and what were your thoughts?
I had a great time. I was laughing out loud on the way home. It was just so great.
Oh, good.
You know?
Very that interesting,
was,
huh?
It was very, very captivating.
Yeah, well, everything and was, it happens at the end of the show. Like, you don't even realize. Yeah. I'm like going to wrap up the show, yeah, and all of a sudden he starts dropping bombs on
he's
us.
He's been quietly sitting there the whole time, no, then everybody doubt else talking, and suddenly yeah he's got some gems, man.
Mm-hmm. Right? Well, that was like Nicole this morning. We're all blah, 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 and she's like, I saved a dog last night at 10 o'clock. I'm like, hold on, what? You got to go back and listen to Lost 30. Listen, all our podcasts, Radio Billion Dollar App, radio.com. It's free to you.
What do you think we're doing here?
Yeah.
Hello. Saving dogs.
Yeah. Taking names.
All right, so where to begin? I guess we'll start with PG&E. We got a call last night being warned that we will be shut off.
When are so you getting for shut off?
Probably this weekend. Oh. So for starters, there's more ahead. It seemed like, I thought it was cooling down. There's still going to be what they were calling a wind event. It's happening. And we've already, let me find it here. The Kincaid fire, it's a doozy. In fact, they're saying now the smoke will be getting to us, the greater Bay Area, from that fire this morning. So that's happening for sure.
Oh, boy.
There's an Alameda County fire that's now 60% contained. The Kincaid fire smoke will be hitting the greater Bay Area this morning as you get up. So the air quality is going to be awful today. They've restored the power to many of the homes that were turned off, but there are still, 7,000 that are out.
And then tomorrow night is going to be another big
another
shutoff.
Turn off. And I'm in the South Bay. I'm likely to be turned off again. While all of that is going on, our governor, California Governor Gavin Newsom, says he takes ownership of the power shutoffs that have left hundreds of thousands of people in the dark. Amid the high wildfire danger, Newsom blasted PG&E and other utilities Thursday, but he says it's on him to make sure the blackouts don't happen again. So,
well, how's he going to do that? Personally
look,
inspect all
this
the lines?
It's a reality in politics that he may not have had anything to do with how we got here, but he will, if he tries to run for president at a later date, be the guy who was in office when all the power was turned off in California.
Right.
So running from it now will only put him in a position later when they say, you were in charge, when everything was, you know, he'll be on a debate someday and have to face it.
Do you have the stuff about PG&E this morning, about the fire, at the Kincaid fire? They're saying they're responsible for it.
They are?
They're admitting that even though that... What was the thing that they just said on KTVU?
I did not see no.
It was on KTVU and on SFGate. The CEO said that it was caused by a power... And a texter texted in a power line.
Oh, here it is.
Yeah.
You got
a
it?
Transmission tower malfunctioned near the origin point of the dangerous Kincaid fire in northeast Sonoma County, right around the time the fire began. PG&E became aware of an outage about 9:20 on Wednesday when the line relayed and did not reclose.
I don't know.
Okay, so it looks like...
So they hadn't turned that off.
Yeah, no. And then the CEO was on the news giving a press conference, and he took responsibility.
Oh, boy. Well, this is just going to add to their arsenal of we need to turn off all the power.
Yeah.
Whenever the wind gets over 15 miles per hour, everyone's out.
And then that Kincaid fire is only 5% contained.
And it's enormous.
Mm-hmm. It's a big one.
Yeah.
Right.
So... there's that. I'll bring you more information as it comes across the desk. But more turnoffs likely this weekend is unless, of course, you're in the North Bay and running from the Kincaid fire. The rest of us just need to be aware that And I think hotels are at max.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, that's the thing.
Because
you
people
evacuate a whole town.
Right.
People need somewhere to stay.
All right. So real quick, I'll do sports this break, and then I won't do it again. I don't need to. But World Series Game 3 is tonight at 5 o'clock. This story is World Series Game 2 falls to an all-time low TV audience. Baseball just ain't what it used to be. And these teams aren't the marquee teams that, you know, the baseball wanted the Yankees in there.
Sure. People actually either actively hate the Yankees or actively support them.
The Nationals. So anyway, it was weird. We were having a conversation while we were watching the other night, and the missus goes, "Didn't something happen to Houston?" And I was like, "Yeah, I think they got flooded." And she goes, "No, I think it was gunshots. I don't know. Is Houston strong? Do you remember?" And it was a hurricane that had gone through Houston
right
around the time when they won the World Series 2 years ago.
Right. What was the name of that one? That was one of the big ones.
I don't remember the name of it, but it was they got 51 inches of rain.
Is it Jason Verlander? Is he like one of the Astros
Verlander is
guys?
One of the Astros,
and
yeah.
he raised like, he just
oh, no, no. You're thinking of the Houston Texans player.
Oh, am I?
What's that kid's name? It's right on the tip of my tongue. But yeah, he did and he wasn't even, he was hurt.
Right.
And he was, but he's a Houston Texan.
And he's the one who raised all that money. Why am I, why
Watt.
J.J. Watt.
Oh,
Watt,
yeah, J.J. Watt. That's right.
But they've all done,
sure,
you know, their part as far as that goes. Anyway, game three's tonight, 5 o'clock. Also, Cal's going to play Utah.
Oh, good. My kid will be out
on Saturday.
That'll be great.
And on Sunday, Carolina is in town to take on the Niners. Go Niners!
That's a big game. How's the Dabs guy doing?
Oh, Carolina?
Yeah.
Oh, he's not playing.
Oh, good.
Dabs?
Yeah, what's his name?
Newton.
Cam Newton?
He's not playing.
Yeah, good.
But their backup quarterback's been winning. He's actually playing better than Newton was. This could be a really fun game to watch. So Carolina plays here in town in SF, 1 o'clock.
Let's keep that undefeated streak going.
Cleveland is going to play your Pats.
Oh, gee, I wonder who will win that one.
Well, right.
That's going to be weird.
The Pats
still
haven't even.
No.
You know what's funny? And this you won't find this funny, but they keep talking about New England and they keep saying, so far the record of the teams the Pats have played is like. No wins, all losses. But the Pats somehow
pulling it out.
Got this incredible, easy, but they've got good teams to come.
They do, sure.
Their troubles in the back half of there.
We'll see about that.
And the Raiders play at Houston, speaking of Houston. By the way, Bruce Bochy's in the news today saying he's going to manage again. So
all right. What, 2 weeks
the
later?
The retirement tour that we all watched.
He didn't even take a month off.
I knew. I told you that was going to happen. Mm-hmm. These guys, they don't want to go home.
Oh, it's so boring at home. Man, what is going on in his house that 2 weeks later he's like, I got to get out of here?
Nothing is going on. That's it.
He's probably watching the series going, I just have to.
Well, he walks to his closet and he's like, there's no baseball uniform in here.
Oh.
What, I'm going to wear jeans?
I don't like it. Give me something to wear.
I need my baseball uniform.
Honey, I got you these baseball PJs. He has little bats and balls all over it. Just put these on. You're home now. Later, we're going to go to the farmer's market.
Oh, my God. You know that he's like, I need to be where guys are spitting out sunflower seeds and. Cussing,
sure.
Grabbing their man zone repeatedly.
But I've been waiting for you to retire.
Uh-huh.
Now we're going to go do stuff together all the time.
You ever hired a hitman?
No, I haven't. I feel like, you know, if I got dirty work to do, I'm going to do it myself.
Oh, you're going to do your own wet work?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Back in 2013, a businessman in China named Tan Yuhui.
Tan Yuhui.
Come over there.
It's fine. It's, you know.
Yuhui.
Yuhui.
All right.
Tan Yuhui. I don't know. Ever since I found out how to pronounce Huawei or whatever that telecom.
You clearly don't know what you're talking about.
What?
You just said ever since I found out how to pronounce Huawei.
Yeah, Huawei.
It's Huawei?
Not that. I don't know what that is. Yeah, the telecom company. It's like Huawei. It's like that, some.
You don't know. You're saying it's like. I don't know, but you keep saying it's like, and doesn't and no, sound I, like you're with. You have any now, confidence now I, in what
now
you're
I
saying?
Put, now I put a W in front of everything. It's an H. It must be a W.
Back in 2013, a businessman in China named Tan Yuhui hired a hitman to take out a competitor who was suing him. He offered the hitman $282,000 to kill his competition. Kill that guy.
Yeah.
That
just
hitman.
Just by like putting not with like bad reviews, just by actually killing the guy.
No, kill. Go kill that guy.
Yeah, all right.
That hitman subcontracted the work to another hitman, offering him half the amount.
Oh.
That hitman subcontracted the work to another hitman, offering $109,000.
Man, this is like, this sounds like the cartel.
That hitman subcontracted the work to another hitman, offering him $99,000.
Oh, boy.
And finally, that hitman subcontracted the work out to another hitman, offering him just $14,000. This had gone from a $282,000 job to a $14,000 job in five hitmen.
That's a lot of middlemen.
Yeah.
Yeah. That stuff's been cut down from its purest form to basically its salt.
The final hitman actually met up with the target and told him, there's a hit out on you.
If you pay me $15,000.
And made a plan to fake the guy's murder.
Oh.
And the target agreed to it, but then changed his mind and went to the police.
Oh.
After a long court battle, all five.
Oh, my
listen
God.
To you guys. Oh.
Oh, my God. This is hilarious.
After a long court battle, all five hitmen were finally sentenced this week, and all of them got around 3 years in prison.
3 years?
They're murderers.
They didn't do it. They subcontracted it. What about the guy who actually called for the hit?
The businessman who hired the first hitman got 5 years.
Oh. That doesn't really seem like enough.
It doesn't. You're right. I agree. Last week, Alabama played Tennessee in college football. There's a 24-year-old woman named April Teal. She graduated from the University of Alabama back in 2018. She went back onto campus for the weekend's Alabama-Tennessee game. Mm-hmm. After the game, she was arrested outside of a Waffle House. They say here because Alabama doesn't release police records, they don't know what the initial arrest was for. Probably drunk in public or something like that. But the viral video, which is everywhere now, shows April, as the cop is cuffing her, grinding into his man zone and in a porn voice saying, oh, yeah, you like that? You like that, yeah?
Ugh.
Someone posted the video of her grinding the cop online. And
is her face in the video?
I believe it is.
Fantastic.
April's been charged with disorderly conduct and harassment. She has started a money-raising fund on Instagram.
Oh. You can do that on Instagram?
Apparently.
Oh.
She says, Venmo me if you want to help me with my legal trouble. Throw $5 my way through Venmo.
Anybody doing it?
I don't know.
I saw that video.
You saw the video?
Yeah. She's clearly so drunk.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You like that, huh?
Yeah.
You like this move, huh?
Yeah, I saw that. I'm like, he's just going to cause trouble.
Oh, boy.
I got to sign in and confirm my age to watch this video.
They say
let's have a look at that.
Yeah, according to the story I'm reading, it sounds like porn.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, you like that.
Oh, yeah, you're clicking those on my wrist. Now you can do whatever you want to me. And you like that?
Still
not. Oh, verification. Kidding me? Oh, forget it.
That's all right. Who cares?
I'm my authenticator.
How did you
quick.
See it?
I saw it on Snapchat.
Oh.
Oh, of course you did.
Of course you did. Chrissy sees everything.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We'll cut in with the all-important drunken lady grinding the policeman if we can get
our two-step verification going.
Not all who wander are lost. It's J.R.R. Tolkien from a poem he wrote for Lord of the Rings.
So that's not a Jesus-y thing?
I thought it was a Grateful Dead thing.
No, I looked it up. It is. As well.
Well, I'm sure that they've adopted it, from the Tolkien thing.
Oh, you found it?
It's great. It's not anything real, so I'll play.
All right, so he's putting areas. Oh my god.
She's so dumb.
She's totally pushing back into him.
And she's not bad looking either.
He's not really backing away either.
Well, he's trying to cuff her. Yeah, he's doing his job.
Let's keep that. Anytime we like something, I'm pretty sure that you know, like little that? April from the Waffle House or whatever the hell she was at. Yeah, she's going to like it too. Oh, I like that. Fast facts. I like those. Oh, yeah. You like that? You like that? Yeah, I do.
Hillbillies. They're the best.
They are the best. Oh, my God.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
More Kanye awesomeness.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.